Yo, what's up? You are now listening to Awkward Individuals, the most awkward podcast on the internet. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing, aka The Gamer. Joining me, we have Huey, aka the dude whose hair changes every week. What's up, Huey?
What's up, bro? Hey, I'm not trying to be cocky, but my hair is on point these days.
But here's the thing about your hair is that your hair is Asian hair, and Asian hair is always on point.
But do you think my hair was on point, like, before?
I mean, your hair is just more on point than it was before. Because I don't think your hair... I've never seen an Asian person without bad hair. And I don't think that's racist to say.
Really?
I don't know. Well, that might be racist to say. But yeah, I've never seen an Asian person with bad hair. An Asian male, at least, with bad hair. I feel like. But, I mean, I'm not looking at that many Asian males. And so, like... Here's a secret. I've always wanted to have like that Asian hair. Now, like, I never necessarily wanted to be Asian, but at least have that hair because I feel like Asians can do anything they want with their hair.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Like, you can make your hair any color. You can like, if you want, you can just go bald. If you want, you can like grow some extra long hair. It looks so majestic.
Dude, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah,
I always thought that it was like a curse to have like this Asian hair. Dang,
dude. Look at my hair. Can only do two things. Short or afro, like, if we're being real, like, I can barely get waves. Like, for me, getting waves is so much of a hassle. One reason, because I have Nigerian hair.
Nigerian.
And, like, the thing about Nigerian hair is Lil Wayne said this: I'm tougher than Nigerian hair. Because it's a true statement, because Nigerian hair is really, like, it's a struggle.
It's a struggle.
So, like, I can get waves if I want to, but it's not worth it. And so, like, yeah,
but,
really.
But do you think the thing about my hair is, one thing is a good thing and it's a bad thing at the same time, is it grows back too fast. Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. I think that's pretty good. I think that's nice.
Because you see this, like...
How long does it take you for your hair to grow that length?
To grow that, like, a month?
Oh, dang, okay.
So you see the part, right? You see the part that I have in my hair, this little, like, this slit thing.
Mm-hmm.
The part... It's like 5 days, then I have to go get it shaved again.
Huh.
Yeah, it grows back super fast.
How much does that cost just to get the part?
Just a part? Yeah. $2.
Oh, well, that's not anything. I have to pay like $15 every time I get my hair cut. 15? Which is like probably like every month or so.
Every month?
Yeah, I have to get my hair cut.
Really? Did you get a cut about the last time I saw you? Since the last time I saw you?
Did I have short hair the last time you saw me? Last time you saw me, if I had nappy hair, then I got my hair cut.
Yeah, your hair is pretty clean now.
It's probably been a while since I've seen you then.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, my hair, I think I just got my hair cut like a week ago or a week and a half ago.
Yeah.
So you had to see me because you saw me last Sunday.
Yeah, we did a podcast together.
No, wait. Was I here last Sunday?
Yeah, you were here last Sunday. We did a podcast together.
Was I at church last Sunday?
I don't know. I don't go to Midtown anymore. How's Midtown, by the way?
Oh, I remember what happened. Yeah. Midtown was nice. But I got back from Cincinnati last week, right?
Yeah.
Was that last week?
Yeah, that was last week.
Okay. But yeah, you did see me because I cut my hair right before I went to Cincinnati. Midtown is Midtown.
It's Midtown.
Yeah.
Is it who preached today?
Doug Burwell.
Doug Burwell.
And so yeah, Doug Burwell he preaches like a descendant of Pastor Ricky.
A descendant almost of Pastor Ricky.
I mean, he has his own style, but he's cool.
Yeah.
It was good. But yeah, I feel like there's a lot less people, but I haven't been there in a while, I feel like. So I feel like there's a lot less people, but maybe it's just like two people are leaving every week. And since the last time I've been there, it's just like been dissipating or something. I don't
really
know.
Wow.
But that could just be like the semester.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're getting to that point in the semester where like there's a lot of work to do now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not in college, but I already know. I know what it's like to be in November.
Oh,
like mid-November.
Tell me about it. I'm in college. I can tell you about all about November.
Yeah. And so I think students are just like pulling all-nighters or whatever, or not all-nighters because it's Saturday, but doing work, doing work. Homework instead of coming to church.
Or like partying, you know, those freaking...
Or that. But be real, what college student in our church is out partying at the late night? I guess...
I'm doing it.
Yeah, never mind.
I mean, the other people that we hung out with did that, I mean,
yeah.
If you think about it. You remember that time we're hanging out and then we saw all those like college students?
Yeah, but I don't. There's partying and then there's partying, right?
Yeah, but
like,
no,
our partying was like not really partying. Yeah. We're just like going to the outside of every bar.
Yeah, there's like party and party.
Yeah,
like I don't do the party. I just do the like the slight party.
Oh yeah, but you can do that whenever you want though, because you own a karaoke bar.
Yeah, that is true.
So If you're interested in doing karaoke in Champaign-Urbana, there is a play. It's called K-On.
K-On Karaoke. K-O-N Karaoke.
Yeah. And so this podcast is being sponsored by K-On. K-On. Expect a check in the mail next week.
505 South Neal Street, guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Check it out.
Check it out.
Check it out.
Why did you just advertise my business?
So I can force you to give me a check.
Give me a check. All right, thanks, bro, my boy.
Hey, anytime. Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so you can access our podcast via the iTunes Store or via the app or via the podcast app, sorry, on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This is episode 9.
Episode 9. Wow.
And so we have three topics.
Uh-huh.
The first topic is brought to you by you, mm-hmm. Huey. Can you explain to us what your topic is?
My topic is, why aren't there more Asian American actors in movies or TV shows? It's starting to come up. Why aren't there more? Except for the action movies, like there's like a whole bunch of action movies, but why aren't there more in like romantic movies, dramas, romantic comedies?
When you say action movies, are you talking about like more like martial arts films, or are you talking about action movies in general?
Yeah, like martial arts films, you know?
I feel like martial arts films have been like less of a thing lately.
Yeah, really. I feel like that too.
Yeah, because I think like there used to be like a lot of Jackie Chan films, a lot of like Jet Li stuff.
Because they're getting old, right? No new people coming out.
I guess so. Are they... Now that I think about it, I don't know much about like martial arts films.
Mm-hmm.
But was like, I imagine like they were a big thing in like countries in Asia, right? Like,
yeah, martial arts films. A big thing.
Like, do you know what specific countries that they're a big thing, or is it just like Asia as a whole continent?
I think it's just Asia as a whole continent.
Mm. Jackie Chan, is he Chinese?
He's Chinese.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Was he pretty big in China, at least when he was big?
He's big in China. He's really big in China.
So there's not really many new like martial arts film stars coming up, or like
not just martial arts films. I don't care about martial arts film stars. I'm just talking about, why can't you see? I haven't seen any like Chinese, no, not just Chinese, like Asian Americans in like drama or like in a lot of romantic movies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Asian American culture is pretty interesting. Yeah. I think. Because, like, now that you say that, like, I think in mainstream television and stuff, there's, like, there's only one dude I can think of whose name is, what is it? Harry Shum Jr., who, he was on Glee.
Uh-huh.
He's on a few other things. He's also a dancer. That's why I know him.
Yeah.
But he's pretty cool. But he's not really that famous. He's famous, but he's not that famous. The bulk of, like, Asian American entertainers I can think of are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Wong, Ryan Higa, and Dietrich's. There's like a lot of people on YouTube.
Speaking of Eddie Wong, Eddie Wong's new show. Are we talking about the same Eddie Wong, Fresh Off the Boat Eddie Wong?
Maybe.
The Vice Eddie Wong, right?
Who?
Vice, like he has like a network on Vice called Wong's World.
I'm talking about a dude on YouTube.
A dude on YouTube?
Like Wong Fu Productions.
Oh, then never mind. There's a dude called Eddie Huang. He has this new show on ABC called Fresh Off the Boat. Dude,
my sister told me to watch that.
Watch it, dude. Watch it. Do you like Everybody Hates Chris?
Yes.
It's the Asian Everybody Hates Chris. I'm dead serious. It's freaking hilarious. It's freaking fresh off the boat. Like it's like my childhood. I relate to him so much. So Eddie Huang.
Okay, so I was wrong. Yeah. I think. Yeah, Eddie Huang is from the show you're talking about. Yeah. I have no idea who the dude I'm talking about is, but I'm talking about somebody who's on Wong Fu Productions.
Hey, not all of us look like, bro.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, I mean, I might check out Fresh Off the Boat, because my sister was just telling me that it's hilarious.
Fresh Off the Boat is hilarious.
So what is it about? What's it about?
It's basically like about a Chinese kid. Like his, he just moved to Orlando and just talk about his life. Like how he's trying to fit into the, like, the American schools. It's basically like, I can't really explain it. It's basically like Everybody Hates Chris.
Huh.
He constantly encounters like racism, and he's basically like me. This is basically my childhood. like real talk. Eddie Wong. So at first, Eddie Wong, he's a real person. First, so in his youth, he had problems of like he smoked weed and he got into jail. And after that, he graduated high school. And he went to law school. after he went to law school, he like, this is not the thing for me. So he became a chef.
Huh.
He became a chef in New York, and then he became like a really famous chef. Then he wrote his own memoir about how hard it is to fit in,
mm-hmm.
how hard it is to fit in. How because since he was young, he liked like hip hop,
mm-hmm.
like hip hop. He was into like Wu-Tang and N.W.A. and that all that stuff. He talks like a person from Brooklyn, but he's from Orlando.
Hmm.
And then so he's just talking about how hard it is to fit in. And all that stuff. It's just, he gets real deep and it's like super hilarious. Then he starts his own show, just talk about his childhood, how people be racist to him and how difficult it is for an Asian American to fit into like the American culture. It was, mm-hmm. it was my childhood. Like I literally, every time I watch it, I want to cry. I want to break down and just cry. Cause it's, that's like, he's like portraying my childhood. That's why I'm saying like, finally, like he's like speaking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like, When you ask the question like why are there more Asian actors and actresses and stuff, I think I also like I don't think there's that many like Hispanic actors either, as far as I can think of, right? And I think like there are black ones, but like it's more black people, like they're more for black people. I feel like more for the black community, like Tyler Perry. I guess there is Will Smith and Denzel, but then they're more mainstream.
But like, I just feel like. Even like there's no, I'm not talking about like mainstream, just like movies in general, you don't really see that much Asian people getting portrayed as the masculine type, as the charming type.
Yeah. And well, my response was going to be like, is it like a minority thing? And I don't think it is. I do think minorities like overall need better representation, like in films and stuff.
I don't think so. I think like the African Americans, the Hispanic Americans, the like what Latinos, whatever, they all have like they all have a charming. They're all charming. They're all masculine.
Yeah. But like they're still portrayed a certain way, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you're in a movie and you're black, you're probably talking in Ebonics and like street lingo, no, right? And if you're Hispanic, then you're probably like, look at Ant-Man.
Yeah,
like the Hispanic dude was like kind of like the dumb one, and he was like the funny one who like had like a strong like accent and stuff.
But sometimes it balances out though. Sometimes you would have a just say an African-American actor who acts like the gangster, or African-American woman who's like super ghetto and super ratchet, mm-hmm. right? But then you would balance it out. Sometimes they'll have these like super charming black guys in movies, they'll mm-hmm. have these super charming black girls in movies, super beautiful, super strong woman, you know, in mm-hmm. movies. But you never see the correct balance in for Asian-American actors. Almost all the time you see, martial arts, or you see those like nerdy type people, or like the Asian girls would be portrayed as like the sex symbol, like prostitutes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember, you ever heard of that, like that super derogatory, like phrase, like I love you long time.
Yeah.
Like $2, $2.
Uh-huh.
That phrase is from a movie made like 20 years ago called Full Metal Jacket. It was of Asian prostitute trying to seduce American soldiers, and that phrase is still down here today.
Mm.
So I just feel like, do you agree that media, it plays like a huge like impact? It had like a huge effect on people's like way of the perspective.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So I just feel like you don't really see, that's why not that much people think that Asian Americans, male, are charming.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like they don't really respect Asian women as strong, because I think media is kind of a significant reason why, because from they were young, they never had that, you know, that perspective. They never saw an Asian male as charming, or they never saw an Asian female as strong.
Mm-hmm.
They always, all they see was like nerdy Asian people or prostitute like Asian women. Do you agree? I mean, that's my opinion.
So I also agree with everything you're saying.
Yeah,
I'm trying to like, I'm looking up online because I'm trying to figure out like why might that be. And so like one thing is I looked up the population, whereas like percent of.
But yeah,
making sense. I'm trying to look up like a statistic to see how many white people there are in this country versus how many black people there are in this country versus Hispanics versus Asians, to see like, do you think it might, what reason do you think there might be for that?
I think another reason is probably Asian American families, they don't really want kids to explore their talents. They focus too much on education. I feel like that's one reason. That's like a main mm-hmm. reason.
I don't know if I agree with that. Because I feel like, I'm not saying that, Asian parents don't do that.
Yeah.
But I feel like the movie industry is so closed. Like, it's very hard to break into that industry.
Yeah.
And as far as the industry goes, if you're a male and you're mm-hmm. white, then you have so many more opportunities. Yeah. Because there's more roles that are aimed towards white males. Whereas if you're Asian, right?
Yeah.
Then you might not have that many roles. I don't think
why is that though?
Well, that's America. That's America. And that's also what I was gonna try and drive at is that as far as who's majority in this country is it's white people, right? Yeah. And so there are so many roles for white people because that's what sells. More people are gonna watch a film with a white man.
I feel like that's not healthy. That's really not healthy.
Yeah, it's not healthy at all.
That's a bad cycle. It's it's you're gonna keep excluding minorities and keep going. That's a bad cycle.
It's also it's also one of the reasons why you see black people being portrayed as the hood ones movies or you said Asians being portrayed as prostitutes or Hispanic people being portrayed as gangsters and drug lords and stuff. While meanwhile, you look at any show on TV or any movie and you see the white man being portrayed as the hero, the businessman, the funny guy, like being portrayed as so many things. Meanwhile, at least I can't complain too much because I feel like black actors, being compared to Hispanic actors and actresses and Asian Hispanic actors and actresses, I feel like black people got a bit better. But I think that's also because we're 14% of the population or whatever. And so I feel like we have a bit more representation.
What percentage is the Asian people?
I'm not sure. What I looked up on Google isn't bringing me exactly what I wanted to bring me.
But here's the thing, though. Black people or those Latinos, they have a correct balance of it. We don't have a correct balance.
Well, I don't even think you're talking about correct balance as far as
there's some gangsters. Sometimes you guys play gangsters. Sometimes you guys play doctors.
Yeah, but most of the time though, it's not really good most of the time.
Sometimes you guys play a charming role. Sometimes you guys play a good looking black guy dating a white woman. I never.
Yeah.
All these years of me viewing television, the only one movie is called The Shanghai Kiss, which is a Chinese movie, and the Chinese guy gets a white girl. And I'm not making this a whole Asian power thing. Not. I'm just saying my views on it. And the other one is freaking Walking Dead. The only time the Chinese, the Asian guy, he's not Chinese, he's Korean. The Asian guy gets the good-looking girl, and a zombie apocalypse had to happen for the Asian guy to get a girl. You know what I'm saying?
I totally agree with you. And I feel like there does need to be more representation.
I feel like we have the talent. So is there not enough?
There's definitely talent. Yeah. I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah.
I'm sure if I could walk outside and find plenty of Asian people that can act well, that can sing well, that can perform well, right?
Yeah, that's charismatic.
I still feel like I think it's a Hollywood thing of they're just not making roles because statistics say you're not going to sell a movie with an Asian dude on the front. Yeah, and I think and I think that's just because in America people are more likely to buy a ticket with a white person on the cover.
So
and I think that's just how it goes.
That's unhealthy though. Do you think that what if we start slowly introducing that and slowly changing people's mind towards that? You get what I'm saying?
That's one of the things where that's something I'm totally for. Yeah. And I support anybody who's trying to shift culture in a way.
Because that's unhealthy. That's
and there's a huge thing on the internet, right?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna relate this to video games I do everything. In gaming culture, right?
Yeah.
There's a huge divide where people there's one side where every time a game comes out, people are like, why does it always have to be white main character, or why do I always have to play as a white person, right? I'm a black guy. Why can't I play a game where I identify with the character?
Yeah.
Right? And then the other half of people are saying well, creative freedom says that I'm not just gonna make a person black just to be black, right? If they don't fit in the story as a black person,
why can't they fit in the story?
That's my argument. But I feel like there is that fight going on right now, and I think people are noticing it a lot more.
Yeah.
If you look on the internet, I feel like you'll find tons of people talking about hey, why aren't there more movies with women as the main role instead of men? Uh-huh. Or why aren't there more movies with Asian people in the main role, you know?
Let me ask you this, like, Friends is my favorite show. Mm-hmm. Like, but let me question this. Friends, it had Asian actors as side roles. It had like African Americans as side roles. It had Latinos as side roles. But why is all the main characters like basically
because
why?
That's what sells.
Yeah, that's what sells. Why does it? That's unhealthy, for lack of better words. That's really unhealthy.
It is unhealthy, and it's also like I feel like it's the ignorance of people in this country, and that's one of the reasons why like I'm not gonna say I can't stand this country because I love this country. I feel like this is one of the best countries in the world, but I also can't stand this country because a lot of people in this country are just ignorant, especially like people who don't know what it feels like to be like to be in an underrepresented group.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you go outside, right, and complain to everybody in this country, right? I don't know the percentage of white people in this country. I imagine that most of the people in this country are white because look around.
Yeah.
If you go out and complain to everybody in this country, be like, hey, I'm an Asian male or I'm an Asian person, right? Yeah. And I feel like there needs to be more Asian people in movies because... Yeah. I can't find a movie I can relate with, right? Uh-huh. There's no movies in theaters I can go watch and be like, yeah, I can relate to this person because they're an Asian American and they grew up in this place, right? Most of those people are probably going to be like, why?
Yeah.
Like because they're not going to understand, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be like this. They're going to be like, well, if this author wanted to make their character white,
yeah.
Then he has every right to make him white. If you want to make your character white and you want to have creative freedom, then yeah, go ahead. But I do feel like more people have to consider and be like, hey, what if I made my character Asian instead? Forget what statistics say.
Yeah.
Forget what society might pay money for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna have like the guts to be like, yo, I'm gonna make my main character Asian.
Yeah.
And you know, if you don't like it, then don't watch the movie. Like look at Star Wars. I don't know if you're familiar with there's a movement going on where people are boycotting Star Wars because the main character is black in the new one.
Wow,
and
really?
And yeah, like there's like trend. It was trending on Twitter and everything. Like it's hashtag boycott Star Wars 7 because people are like, well, why are you shoehorning these black characters into your films? Like, and people are saying like, yo, yeah, black people are taking away like roles that could have been for a white person, and they feel like, you know, people are trying to like push black characters into the films. I'm like, are you stupid?
Yeah.
Like, are you an idiot? Like, what, for what reason would there not be to have a black character in a film? Like, what, how are you shoehorning a black character into a film? There's some no films with black characters in them.
I mean, you know those like Star Wars fanatics, they'll say, hey, but you're disrespecting, you're changing the original though. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be original.
Well, that's the thing though. It's not the original.
Yeah.
It's a new chapter.
It's a new story, right?
It's a sequel. It's not the same story. Like, it might build on the original story.
Yeah.
But like, when it comes down to it, it's a new story. Like, it's not, it's a different character. And it's one thing if it was in the comics, right?
Yeah.
And the character was white in the comics and you're changing it.
Yeah.
Like, I'd understand a little bit if you're complaining,
yeah,
which I still think that's stupid if you're complaining because artistic freedom, let people create. But the thing is, it's a new freaking character. It's not like this character has been in the movie before.
So it's not like they changed like Luke Skywalker to black.
Yeah,
black
it's not
guy.
Like they did that. Oh. It's a new character and he's black and people are getting mad because they're like, well, you know, obviously it should have been a white character, but because of all these people who are into social justice and whatnot complaining about not enough black characters, they're just making the black character.
To me, like, what I'm about to say may sounds like kind of like hypocritical of like why I just like kind of goes against what I just said, but it kind of goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, like, I really don't want it to be a more look at a race thing. I just want it to be like, if you're good, you're good. You're talented, you're talented. Don't look at the race.
Mm.
Does it make sense? Does that make me sound like a hypocrite?
No, I don't think I don't think so at all. But here's the thing, too. Is there? I'm positive.
Yeah,
I'm positive. There are many talented Asian actors and actresses.
Yeah, of course, right? Yeah,
but they're just not getting roles because freaking Hollywood doesn't want to hire them.
Why can't you try it out? Like my proposal is, which they are doing. Like, hats off to like ABC. There are already two like major Asian shows. One is Fresh Off the Boat, and the second one is called Dr. Ken. What is Ken Jeong, you know, the Mr.
Oh,
Chow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
he has his own show, right? He has his own show now. It's like,
I love that dude,
it's about
so
his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, to me, if it's funny, it's funny. You know, I could relate to it too, but I just feel like the most important thing is probably because I'm a little bit biased, because it's like a Chinese, the Fresh Out of the Boat is like a Chinese show, mm-hmm. and I could relate more to it, but it's still funny. It's funny as funny, you know?
Yeah.
If you're talented, you're talented. I don't really judge that much on race. I judge more on the content of it, yeah. you know?
And what's his name?
Ken Jeong. Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say like Kim Jeong or something like that. I was like, that's kind of racist, though. Ken Jeong is talented.
He's talented.
Like, he's a talented dude.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good actor. Like, I've seen him in Hangover. I've seen him in Community. He's amazing. Like, yeah. he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
Hire more actors. He's not the only Asian actor yeah. in the world. Harry Shum Jr. is not the only Asian actor. The dude from Harold and Kumar, the Asian one,
yeah.
he's not the only Asian. Actually, both of them are Asian, technically. They're not the only Asian actor,
They're not
right?
the only Asian.
And, like, Harold and Kumar, I love Harold and Kumar.
Oh, I love that
because
show. No, not that show, the movie.
Yeah, those movies weren't just about, of course, they're Asian and they're Indian.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I might have to go back and watch it, but I don't remember there being many jokes about them being Asian and Indian.
No,
they were just
no.
two dudes.
No,
they were just two dudes yeah. hanging out, and you could have replaced those two characters with white people. It
oh yeah,
been the same exact movie.
Exactly.
They
couldn't. Right?
They wouldn't. Exactly. You wouldn't have to change any of those lines.
That's
like the
good.
Only like the only thing even close to racial in that movie was the dude's name being Kumar, right?
Yeah.
It could have been Harold and Sam, right? Yeah. And they wouldn't have changed a thing in that movie.
But the thing that bothers me characters. About Ken Jeong is. He kind of like emasculate like Asian the whole
yeah,
Asian role.
He does.
But what I'm saying is you could have that. I'm not saying oh just cut that out. Mm. Like you could have that, but please give us a healthy balance. Please come out with a Asian male that could be in like a romantic comedy or in a drama or in like an action movie that's masculine mm-hmm. or that's charming or that's really good looking.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
There are people out there. There are people out there. There are
definitely people out there, but people just don't have... Here's the thing, directors... I won't even say directors, because I'm pretty sure directors probably want to do it, but, like, the movie producers, right?
Yeah.
Like, the companies, they just don't have the guts to be like, we're going to do something different.
Like, I
and
feel
we're
like...
make it good. It's the same reason why every movie out there right now is a superhero movie.
Yeah.
Or it's an action movie.
Yeah.
Because producers don't have the guts to take a risk on something. They look at statistics, and they see that, you know, well, action movies, you're able to sell action movies not just well in America, but in all across the countries because violence
yep.
translates well. And so,
yep.
like, so they're gonna make a movie, make the main character white because uh-huh. white is gonna sell the most. Then they're gonna give him superpowers because superpowers sell a lot.
Uh-huh.
Why not? And they abide by this formula that's you know that's made for them to sell. But these the movie producers don't have the guts to say like, yo, we're gonna make something different.
Yeah,
we're gonna make a movie. We're gonna make it about a black dude and an Asian dude, and they're fighting crime, and we're gonna call it Rush Hour. Not enough companies do that.
Not enough companies do that.
And like, I'm not gonna get that Rush Hour off the hook because that thing was really stereotypical.
Oh my gosh.
Like I like Rush Hour.
I liked it.
Like they're good movies, but come on.
Yeah.
Like Jackie Chan is dope. I'm a big fan of Jackie
yeah.
Chan.
I'm a big fan of Chris Tucker.
Yeah, and I grew up with Jackie Chan and stuff. But not every Asian actor has to be Jackie Chan.
No,
or Ken Jeong. Like, give me more Asian roles that are just normal.
Just normal roles,
just
right?
Normal.
Did you know? Did you hear about that? So the 007 movie, the new movie that came out, Spectre.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last one that Daniel Craig is going to be in. The next 007, they're going to change actors, and they
yeah.
said that they're going to change the new one to a black actor,
yeah.
which caused a lot of controversy.
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba?
Who's amazing. I don't know if you know who that
Oh,
is.
12 Years a Slave, right?
That might be. I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave, but he might be in that movie.
I
feel like this happens to us every week where like I'll say the name of somebody and be like, oh yeah, I know it from this. And I'll be like, I don't know.
No,
this happened last week with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like you said, you thought Amanda Bynes was in this movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if she's in this movie. You're actually right because I looked it up and Amanda Bynes was in those movies. So you know exactly who Amanda Bynes is.
Yeah.
Idris Elba, he's in, I don't know if you watched Luther. Or Pacific Rim.
He's a black guy in Pacific Rim.
He's
that guy.
Pacific Rim had an Asian person, I think. But he...
See that's what I
British.
Don't like. That's what I don't like. It's like, oh, Pacific Rim has an Asian... Oh, I think it had an Asian person. See, that's
yeah.
what... Like, you know, that's unhealthy.
Yeah.
That's unhealthy.
Yeah.
But I mean, hats off to, like, whatever, like, ABC is doing. They're having more and more Chinese people. Not more Asian people. I gotta stop saying Chinese people. But more and more Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like, can't you just do that? Like, just, you don't have to, boom, put a, like, a lead role as an Asian person. Why don't you just, like, slowly have an Asian American be a side role and then move them up. Keep moving up slowly, slowly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the natural progression.
Yeah.
But
here's a statistic, though. It's very hard for Asian male and African American woman to date.
Yeah.
To date, do you think the media has a role in that?
That's a good question. I feel like, man, that's a really good question. Yeah. I don't know, and it's weird because I can't picture like a couple. That's like, you know, that's an Asian male and an African American woman. I feel like those are two, but I also feel like those are two groups of people.
Yeah.
That like get like, I don't know, demolished in terms of like,
right.
Like dateability, yeah. Right? African American women. And I think maybe Asian men too. At least in the media, like they're not portrayed as attractive.
Exactly. Right.
You know? And so like when both those groups are put down that much, I don't think, the chances of them dating each other.
No, I'm not talking about dating each other. Just dating, period.
Oh, in general.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
General.
Then, yeah, I definitely think the media has a
it's like nobody that. Thinks, like, I haven't found, I heard people say, oh, I love Asian people, but I haven't heard that much people think that Asian people are charming.
I watched a video today. It's weird that I watched this video today, like this morning, about, it was on Facebook. I was just going by and it just started playing. It didn't just start playing. I saw it and I pressed play, right? And it was basically like a dude going around asking like a bunch of like white girls, do they like black men? And they're all, it's a montage of you know, different groups of white girls, and they're all like, yeah, I love black men, yeah, jungle fever, yeah. Oh, black guys, I love black guys.
When was the last person that someone said, I have bamboo fever? Right?
But right. The thing is about that though, is like that video was really offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you watch the video, like, they're talking about black people, like, about black men, like, they're, like, not monsters, like, they're animals, right?
Like, mandingos or whatever.
Yeah, like, they're just like, yeah, man, I want some of that black men. Black men are awesome. They know how to treat a woman. They got that swag. They got the way they talk.
Isn't that, like, a good thing?
It's like, no.
It's not a good thing?
Like, I'm not a piece of meat. Huey. That's the thing. I'm not a piece of meat. I got feelings. I got thoughts. I write poetry. But the way they're talking about them, about black people, it was like they're talking about like an animal in a cage, like I want some, like, it's like, no, like I'm not your like fantasy.
I'm not your fantasy. Yeah, right.
Like, I'm a person, you know. It's weird coming from me because I'm definitely not. I'm different from the black guys they're talking about. Like, they're talking about a certain kind of black guy. They're talking about the Denzel Washingtons.
Yeah,
and I am definitely not a Denzel.
I remember what did Dear White People say. It's like, dear white people, if you want to date a black man just to piss your parents off, it's a form of racism.
Oh, you're talking about my poem?
No, it's about that movie, Dear White People. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I've seen the movie. I wrote a poem called Dear White People.
Dear White People. Did you say that, too?
I think you got that from me. I don't know if you got that from the movie.
No, the movie said the same thing.
Oh, maybe they did. Maybe I got that from the movie. I don't remember now. But yeah, I wrote the poem after I saw the movie. But
I remember like people that like Asian people, they say, "Oh, I have that Asian fetish." It's like, why would you say fetish though? Like, you know what I'm saying?
And that's the same thing where it's like Asian people are people.
Yeah.
They're not your thing.
I remember your trophy. I learned a fetish. I remember I took a psychology class. They said a fetish is something that you would find attractive that is normally not found attractive. Like, some people will say, oh, I have a feet fetish, I have an ear fetish.
Mm-hmm.
And they will say, I have an Asian fetish. So what are you trying to say? Like, you know, oh, yeah. Like, I like Asian people aren't attractive, but I just find Asian people so attractive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I just don't like that. Like I said, I'm not saying this just about that, like, Asian power and stuff, woohoo. Like, I don't really have a problem. I'm confident in who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't get it.
Yeah. Huey?
Yeah.
So, you know how I said at the beginning of this show that I have three topics, or we have three topics? That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Because
we've gone over time.
No, we haven't gone. Well, here's the thing, is that this episode has to be cut really short.
Yeah.
Because I have a stream I gotta go do. You're listening, I'm doing Extra Life, which is basically a fundraiser in order to raise money for children's hospitals in America. And so, it's a 24-hour gaming marathon stream. And I'm not doing that today, but I'm doing 1 hour in, like, 10 minutes, and so I have to stick to the time at 6 o'clock because uh-huh. it's being streamed on like I've already like mentioned Kind of Funny yeah. like a lot of times. It's being streamed on their channel, and so if I want to get like it's a scheduled thing, and so like more people are gonna watch it or gonna watch me. I'm gonna have to like promote my stream to those people watching, and so
yeah,
I have to cut this podcast short. But we do have, well, like 3 minutes.
3 minutes
to spare.
Let's just talk about some of the stuff. How was? Oh yeah, how was last night? Like I remember you went to something that you wanted to invite me.
So I went to a youth explosion. I danced at a youth explosion last night. I'm gonna give you the short version of what happened. So my performance, right? I used a bandana as two things. One is a blindfold, and two as like a mask to cover my mouth. And so like the first half of my dance, I danced blindfolded, which I never done before, and it actually went well. And I did a lot more stuff blindfolded that I was gonna be able to do. I did like some breakdance stuff. I was able to like do a freeze on my head and stuff.
Yeah,
it was cool. And I was like, okay, that was really dope. I overestimated how much energy I would exert.
Yeah.
Dancing this piece, because the first song was a really emotional song, and so I had to like get really into it and like in use self-expression to like another degree. The second half of the song was like a really hype song, like really like going hard, putting all you got into it.
Yeah,
and it was like 2 minutes of that. And so after the first song, because the first song was the emotional song, the song I was blindfolded for, I took off my blindfold, I made my blindfold into a mask and covered like my like mouth and nose.
Yeah.
And so I didn't realize, because I'd never done this before, I didn't realize that I wouldn't be able to breathe through my mouth as I put my mask on. And so by the end of it, dude, I probably could have passed out on that stage.
What material is their bandana made of that you can't
I could breathe through it, but I couldn't breathe well. And I was already when I danced that hard, and I hadn't danced in a while like that, I'm already out of breath.
Yeah,
you know, by the end of it. Uh-huh. By this time, like I walked into like the back of the church where I danced, and I just like lied down. I was like, am I gonna pass out? Am I gonna have a heart attack? My heart felt sore. I'd never felt that kind of pain in my chest before, where literally my heart felt sore, like it was beating out of control. Then I was like, okay, I gotta go somewhere. Like I went outside to my car because it was cold outside, and I just sat in my car. I was like, am I gonna throw up?
Oh my
god,
no,
I think I'm fine. Then I was like, then for a second I was like, am I tasting blood in my mouth? Like is my heart bleeding? Am I tasting it?
Did you feel like you were about to crap your pants?
No.
Did you have that feeling?
No, I didn't have that feeling.
Because I have this thing called elevation mask. Basically, it helps you work out. It helps your like lung capacity. So you just put it on and you can't really breathe. You can only breathe out like one hole. Mm-hmm. It helps you like make your lungs stronger. I forgot the whole science behind it.
It makes you crap your pants?
But I didn't crap my pants. But one time I was like, I think I went too far with it because I should like rest, but I didn't rest. I was like, I'm just going to push through. So I sprinted through and then I literally felt like I was going to crap my pants. I was like, just a little bit more. I felt like I was going to crap my pants and I stopped. Mm. So the feeling went away. So I thought that would be like, you know, would be the same feeling if you couldn't breathe. You were going to like crap your pants.
Awkward Individuals is a podcast in which we take part in awkward conversations about your favorite topics, questions, and current events. We're all individuals, and we're all very different. The only thing that we truly have in common is the fact that we're all awkward. And so I'd like to thank you for listening. Once again, you can access our podcast via the iTunes Store or via the podcast app on your iPhone. We have a new episode up every Tuesday. This was episode 9. Huey, where can the people find you on social media?
Huey Gao, HUEYGAO.
HUEYGGAO.
GAO Instagram.
On Instagram.
Or you can look up my business at Google, K-On Karaoke. K-O-N. Dope. Karaoke.
Yeah, do that. Because, karaoke is coming back, I feel like.
It was fun, right? Like, be honest. Like, I remember, like,
I'm not a karaoke person.
Yeah.
It was all right.
It was turned up, though.
Yeah. You need to lengthen your Kanye West catalog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there needs to be a lot more Kanye West. But besides that, it was good, though.
It was good.
Yeah. You can find me on Twitter at BlessingJR or on Instagram at BlessingJR or on Snapchat at BlessingJR. You can find me anywhere on BlessingJR except for PSN, where you can find me at MerkCity64. Is there anything else we need to say to the people?
Man, it's too short, man. I wish I could like.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I didn't. It's my fault that is short. But it's all right. We have next week to talk about a lot more things. And so we can even continue this conversation if you want next week, because I feel like this is a good conversation.
Yeah, let's continue this.
All right. Well, until next time.
God bless America. God bless you all.
More Asian actors, please.
More Asian actors. Asian power. No Asian power. No.
No.
No. All right.